We're back here on the game. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner with you. We'll go around college basketball at 5:25. What the players had to say yesterday about skipping out on the media after the game on Saturday. That's at 5:10. I've got the audio from that. For now, talk with our friend Kellis Robinette. And let me say, in introducing Kellis this time around, I have to go ahead and say it is the award-winning, only one who brings up any criticism, Kellis Robinette. How are you, Kellis?
And real big fish loving. Come on,
yes.
Get it all in there.
Okay, yes. There's a lot that we have to add to your title these days. It's been a very interesting, busy last like 72 hours for you, hasn't it?
It has been. It's been, very eventful. Traveling all over. I'm in Fort Worth now. Got thrown into the that epic line, you and the other dude at the thing. been on the phone trying to track down John Curry news. So, yeah. Been a wild time.
Well, speaking of John Curry news, and I guess this may be too immediate, I've barely had a time or a chance to even read through the entire article, but did you see this article that just came out from Jimmy Hyams, whoever it is, on the Tennessee side about John Curry?
I did read it, yes.
So your reaction to reading, and by the way, if you haven't had a chance to read it, some of the statements here, basically it lays out that Philip Fulmer, the only reason he was going for the AD job, or the main reason perhaps, was that he didn't want John Curry to get it. They have had a bad relationship since back in 2008, and it also mentions that Curry had a tenuous relationship with some UT coaches and boosters when he was an assistant athletic director at Tennessee. I guess, Kellis, what was your reaction to reading that?
Well, it was pretty much what I expected from making calls and stuff yesterday. I actually talked to some people who had said that Philip Fulmer had been led to believe that the job was his on Monday and was beginning to tell people that. And then I guess their chancellor stepped in and did quite the about-face and said, I'd much rather have Curry. I don't care what fans or anybody else say, and flew out there and got him. So I think that's why you're seeing a lot of mixed reactions, both on the Kansas State side and then on the Tennessee side. People out there thought they were naming a former coach that is pretty likable in the area. I was just out there in Tennessee for a basketball game, drove up to the arena on Philip Fulmer Way or Drive or whatever it was. So clearly that's the guy they wanted, and to hire one of the people who played a role in firing him as a football coach probably, and understandably, has people mixed emotions about it, as I'm sure you could probably predict.
Kellis, to me it's just a strange fit given what John Curry's strengths are, what his weaknesses are. Were you surprised by this news when it came out, just from the standpoint of Tennessee? I mean, the job had been open for so long, and again, it doesn't seem like John Curry is going to go in there and have the universal approval that maybe you would want when you hire a new athletic director?
Yeah, I was very surprised by it, just because, I mean, over his tenure here at Kansas State, people had said, hey, you know, he might be in the mix for this AD job, he might be in the mix for that AD job, keep an eye on it. But, you know, this was one that really never came up. I even had people tell me that the university had changed so much since he'd last been there that he might not even be interested in it himself. But I mean, it's a great opportunity for him to move up, more money, great athletic department, facilities are all there. I mean, you got to just wish him well and hope he does good at it. But yeah, definitely surprised. I haven't talked to anybody yet, honestly, who wasn't surprised that it came down. It happened very fast and out of left field for a lot of people.
Kellis Robinette from the Kansas City Star, Wichita Eagle, with us here on the show. Is Laird Veach then the obvious replacement?
I think so. I mean, they wasted no time making him the acting athletic director, and that was kind of the plan all along, just knowing that as often as John's name came up in other searches, that figured at some point there was a chance he was going to go, and I was told that they had this set up pretty much as a contingency plan. At any point, if he were to leave, Laird would get the promotion, and then they'd go from there. I think at this point you probably have to say he's the front runner, but I mean, as it's kind of weird. Kansas State has quite the reputation for pumping out athletic administrators, athletic directors, so there will be outside people who who have K-State ties that you could look to, or people from the outside that don't have K-State ties, for sure.
I'll look at, or I'll use this question to make a little bit of a transition into basketball. Do you think that this, given that we still need to find out who the full-time replacement is going to be and all those details, do you think that this move for John Curry is good news or bad news for Bruce Weber, K-State's basketball coach?
Well, I don't think it impacts his future one way or the other. I know some people think that he might get, you know, kind of what you call a stay of execution, or they just say, well, we don't have a full-time athletic director, so we can't make a decision here. I don't think that so much will be affected. If he if they lose tonight and then lose to Tech and then lose in the first round of the Big 12 tournament, his fate, at least in my eyes, is more or less sealed. I think people, with the way they've been playing at home, can't win at Bramlage, then they go and lose by 30 to the league's last-place team. If he doesn't get things turned around, it's I think that decision is fairly simple, regardless of whether you have a full-time athletic director or interim athletic director. I suppose what could be affected is when or how you look to replace him, is because if somebody there was trying to make a home run hire and bring in, you know, a successful coach in another Power 5 school, that might deter that coach from coming in if he doesn't know who he's going to be working for.
Talking right now with Kellis Robinette, K-State beat writer, Wichita Eagle, and the Kansas City Star. I know we joked about the comments that Bruce Weber made towards you after the game on Saturday, and the players didn't come out there, and I know Wesley Awundu said that they just wanted to get together and talk amongst themselves, not anything against the media, but what do you read into about all that happened on Saturday with that?
Well, from the Bruce aspect of things, but it's interesting because the reason I asked the question was because I honestly thought he was handling criticism pretty well. Go back to the Oklahoma State game, he was getting some. I mean, I asked him if he could compare anything that's happening now to his last season at Illinois. D. Scott asked him, you know, is home court advantage dead right now? And you know, he actually answered those pretty well. I felt like, and we all saw the video of him high-fiving the guy who tried to boo him down in Texas. So. He actually seemed like he was handling criticism pretty well, so that's kind of where I was going with it, was how have you handled this? And then I was a little surprised to see him snap back at us the way he did. But I think that's just a result of losing by 30 on the road to the league's worst-place team. I think they all knew it was just a terrible, terrible loss, one that and they knew the ramifications of it. So he was in a bad mood, and the players, I think – they turned to somebody younger on the team who played a little bit better, like Isaiah Maurice, maybe he would have been more willing to talk. We're in a situation like that, if you put him out there, most of the questions aren't going to be about, hey, you scored 11 points. It's going to be about, hey, why did you just lose by 30 to Oklahoma? So they didn't want to put him in that situation. They asked DJ, they asked Wes, they asked older guys. They wanted to do it. And, the response we got was, well, sorry, guys, I don't want to talk to you right now. So I think that does show a little lack of leadership. You can go back and look at some older teams under Frank Martin where guys came out and said some inspirational things. Even Jacob Pullen, in his famous I'm Not Playing the NIT speech. And you can point to some of those things that fired up the team and got things going late when it didn't look like it was going to be possible. So from that standpoint, certainly a lack of leadership in some ways.
Kellis, I don't think that anybody has any idea what K-State team is going to show up tonight down in Fort Worth. So we're relying on you for the answers here. What are we going to see from K-State tonight?
Well, I mean, after watching what I saw the other day, it's hard for me to pick them to win again until I see it happen. I suppose this is as good a chance as any former to turn around, though. I mean, TCU's lost 5 in a row. Kansas State has lost 8 of 10. It's pretty much an elimination game for the NCAA tournament. I think I was reading today that there's only been one team in NCAA history that's had 14 or more losses that has received an at-large berth in the NCAA tournament, and both these teams had 12. So you figure whoever loses this game is probably out of the mix entirely because they're going to lose again unless they win the Big 12 tournament. So bubble elimination game. I guess the good news is somebody has to win. I've just been so wrong trying to pick these guys. I'm not really sure what to tell you. I guess my lean is to go TCU just because they at least looked better in their last game, and they have just much to play for, and it's at home.
Kellis, you just said that you've been so wrong in predicting this team, but you went 13-0 picking K-State football this year, didn't you?
I did. And if you go back further than that, I've picked like 20 straight K-State football games correctly, so it kills me. It absolutely kills me to go into these basketball games and have no clue what's going to happen. I've never really seen a team like this.
Hey, speaking of football, before we let you go, Kellis, I know this is a bit of a change of gears here, but with the John Curry news, the new athletic director potentially stepping in there, I mean, we know that the relationship had been rocky between Bill Snyder and John Curry. Do you think that changes anything as far as what's going to happen with football this upcoming season in the future? What kind of effect does that have on the future of the football program?
Well, boy, you're really asking me to look into a crystal ball on that one. Let me pull it out here and see what's that. that's a tough one to say. I will probably admit that I agree with the conspiracy theorist who thought that Bill Snyder really would have preferred to outlast John Curry and possibly have a greater influence on the replacement process with another athletic director. I think that he's probably a little bit more open to retiring at some point, especially if they bring in a new athletic director that he trusts and knows is going to work with him. But I don't think it really affects anything for next season. They got a contender coming back, and as long as coach's cancer treatments finish off well, I think you'll see him back on the sidelines trying to win another Big 12 championship.
Well, Kellis, appreciate the time. Try and stay positive in that trip to Fort Worth, and we'll talk to you soon.
I will. Thanks a lot, guys.
There is Kellis Robinette from the Wichita Eagle, Kansas City Star, with us here on the show. Appreciate his time, as always.
Those crystal balls are kind of big and bulky and heavy. I'm surprised that he actually took that with him down to Fort Worth.
I know. Must have fit in his bag, I guess.
Yeah.
Around college basketball at 5:25. What the players did have to say when we talked to them yesterday, they did actually meet with us this time around. But when we come back, Jamie Dixon, speaking of TCU K-State, the Frogs' new head coach has a name for this game, a label for this game tonight. We'll tell you what that is coming up.